It's 11 trivia questions on a bunch of random things where all the answers have something in common. It's a What's the Theme, and it was written by Brian Salyer. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I'm sitting in my backyard sipping a beer, a Mother Earth brewed Cali Creamin vanilla cream ale. Tasting notes, vanilla bean, cool and crisp, smooth finish, ale with natural flavor added. It's one of my favorite beers that I found, in the last 6 months or so. They have it on tap at Lordsburg Tap House, where I host Trivia in Laverne, California, every Tuesday, 8 to 10. So if you want to come in for a nice frosty Cali Creamin vanilla cream ale and some trivia, come do that on a Tuesday. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, as you could tell from that last plug, and you can check out all of the info on me and where I'm hosting Trivia and Bingo at 16 different places on triviawithbuds.com. It's linked in all the show notes, as well as some other fun stuff like my friend Brian Foster, who did the theme song for this show. It's one of his tracks on his SoundCloud page, and I said, can I use part of this? And he said, for sure. And now his track has been listened to over 270,000 times, because that's how many downloads we have on the show. We're coming up on 1 year of doing trivia every single day. This is episode 341, I believe. 340 or 341, so about 20 more days or so, and we'll do a big one-year daily trivia celebration. Speaking of celebrations, last night I was hosting a big event, Harry Potter Trivia, which I've been promoting nonstop for the last month, and it paid off because there were 105 players. That was crazy. We had teams of up to 8, and the place was stock full of people in Hogwarts robes and shirts and hats and jackets and sweatshirts and things, so it was tons of fun. And we had some great team names. The team that won was called Team Spew, S-P-E-W, which is an acronym, and I don't remember what it's from or what it stands for in the Harry Potter universe, but maybe you do. So Team Spew took it home. They won the whole thing by, I think, 2 points. It was a very, very close game, and they got a whole ton of Harry Potter swag from action figures to posters and magnets and shirts and socks and things like that. So it was a ton of fun. We had 95 people. We had 100 tickets sold on the website, and 95 of those 100 actually checked in and showed up. So only 5 people didn't show up. And then we had another 10 tickets sold at the door. So we had 105 total players and 115 tickets sold, right? Is that 10? 110? 95 plus 10 would be 105. And then another 5. Yeah, 110. So that was really cool. 105? I'm bad at math. You get it. There were a lot of people there. And it was a great time. So there's tons of pictures on facebook.com/triviawithbuds if you want to go see a bunch of people having a good time playing Harry Potter trivia. I also shared the whole first round on my Facebook page and on Instagram stories, which will be available for 24 hours. But you can check it out on Facebook if you want to play along with the first round. It was called Harry Potter General Knowledge. And I'll take all the questions that I used from that trivia night, except a picture round, which would be hard to do. And I will do those as a podcast very soon. So I don't know if I'm going to do one big Harry Potter podcast with all the rounds or split it up into different single, 11 question rounds like I do for the podcast usually. But either way, you're going to get some Harry Potter trivia coming your way. And if you don't like Harry Potter, but maybe you live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Atlanta, or somewhere not super far, I mean, that's a 2-hour drive, but not super far from Chattanooga, Tennessee, you should come play Disney, Marvel, Star Wars trivia with me on Sunday, July 7th. It's going to be a blast. We were down there about a year ago. July 9th was the date of the last show, and it was a big Disney Marvel Star Wars event at Southside Social in Chattanooga, and it was a ton of fun. We had 86 players show up for that, and everybody had a great time. I just posted the graphic for the Facebook event banner picture. And it's a bunch of people just with their hands in the air having a great time that I took that night, and I put the text over it. So go check that out. It's on my Facebook page, facebook.com/RyanBuds or /TriviaWithBuds. And if you want to buy tickets and you live down that way or you know somebody that wants to go, go to TriviaWithBuds.com and click the banner at the top. What I did was I just changed the Harry Potter banner to all the Disney Chattanooga info for the banner. So you could just go check that out really easily. And again, I'll write a bunch of new questions and rounds other than the ones we did last year. And I will record all that stuff and put it out as podcasts in the future. But that show just a month and a week away, July 7th, 5 weeks from tomorrow. So I'd love to see you there. All right. That is a lot of announcing, a lot of rambling, and I'm going to take another sip of beer as we jump into this episode, where I'm going to be trying to figure out the theme to 10 random questions from my friend Brian Salier. He sent me two of these, so I'm going to do another one with Ashley probably this weekend, and I'm going to try and do this one myself. So listen to the questions that I'll read you, and I will try and write down my answers, and then we'll go over the answers because he sent me the answers in an email. So we'll see how many I can get out of 10, and if I can figure out the theme, maybe you can too. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. This is a What's the Theme round from Brian Salier, who writes a lot of content for this show. Thank you, Brian, for taking the time to do that. Times two, because he sent me two of these. So this is called What's the Theme number two of the two he sent me, and I'm going to try and figure this one out myself. You can play along with me as I try and figure these out. And again, 10 totally random questions. Got to figure out what all the answers have in common at the end. And what I'm using to do this round is I'm actually using one of my Trivia Night answer sheets. They have a little spot for your team name, and then they have spots to write down 11 answers to questions. Then there's a little notes and doodles section over to the right. So if you want to play along with these answer sheets, I'd be happy to send those to you. And that is one of the reward tiers over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. So go check those out, and I can send those to you. All right, here we go with the first of 10 totally random questions. Number one, this Food Network show... This Food Network show, hosted by Alton Brown, featured chefs bidding on various items that could be used to sabotage their opponents during the preparation of their dishes. This Food Network show, hosted by Alton Brown, featured chefs bidding on various items that could be used to sabotage their opponents during the preparation of their dishes. I actually do know this one, so I'm going to write it down. First, I have to come up with a team name. I'm going to be Team Budsenstein, which is very stupid and just popped into my head for some reason. And I'm going to say the answer to this first one, the Alton Brown hosted show, is Cutthroat Kitchen. I've watched it quite a bit on Netflix and when I had cable back in the day, and I believe it is Cutthroat Kitchen. Question number two, what popular food item was debuted in the U.S. at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis by the R.T. French Company? I would say that's got to be French fries, right? Right? Popular food item debuted in the U.S. at a World's Fair, and it's got French in the title. I'm going to say French fries. I was going to maybe say hot dogs, because I know hot dogs kind of started popping up around that time too, but I'm going to say it was French fries. Question number three, what band was formed by Scott Weiland after leaving the Stone Temple Pilots with his with hit songs called Slither and Fall to Pieces? I am not so into Scott Weiland music, but after Stone Temple Pilots, I want to say it was Audio Slave. So that's my guess there, Audio Slave, but I might be wrong about that. I don't know for sure. Question number four, what are the official colors of Michigan State University? I know it's got to be green. So green is one, maybe green and gold. That's my guess there. Green and gold, green and gray, green and white. Maybe it's green and white. I'm going to do green and white. Green and silver? I don't know. Number five, what MTV game show had contestants competing bizarre stunts and challenges while trying to remain as quiet as possible? I don't remember this at all. MTV game show, you had to be as quiet as possible. Was it like a live game version of Don't Wake Daddy? That would be interesting, right? If there was just a guy sleeping in a bed in the middle of like a stage, you couldn't wake him up. Be so stupid. Bizarre stunts and challenges by trying to remain as quiet as possible. I have no idea. I'm going to say Remote Control, even though I don't think that was part of that show. That's my only MTV game show that's popping in my head. Number six, what was introduced by NBC in 1956 to promote its jump to color television? Number six, what was introduced by NBC in 1956 to promote its jump to color television? What the hell would that be? What was introduced by NBC? I guess the peacock. I guess that's what it would be, right? The peacock? With the different colors on it, the colorful peacock, that's got to be what it is. Number seven, what household item fills in the blank from this quote from the movie Dodgeball? If you can dodge a blank, you can dodge a ball, and that would be wrench. And yes, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Number 7, what household item fills in the blank? Oh, no, I just read that one. Number 8, Roy Hinckley was the actual name of this character played by Russell Johnson on a classic TV show. No idea. Roy Hinckley was the actual name of this character played by Russell Johnson in a classic TV show. This character. So we're looking for a character's name. I have no idea. Number 8. My first one, I'm not even going to write anything down. Number 9, this Canadian sketch comedy group had a television show that lasted 5 seasons, followed by the 1996 movie Brain Candy that would be Kids in the Hall, which features Mark McKinney, I think his name is. Is it McKinney? Something McKinney. I think it's Mark McKinney, who plays Glenn on Superstore. And if you want to go see a video of my kids doing an impression of Glenn from Superstore, go check that out on Facebook.com/RyanBuds. You could see Annabelle and Tommy kind of doing Glenn's voice if you like that show. And number 10, before Bill Skarsgård was terrorizing the children of Derry in the movie, what actor played Pennywise the Clown in the TV miniseries adaptation of Stephen King's It? And that would be Tim Curry. So Brian usually writes good questions that I actually can figure out. That was number 10. We have these answers to try and figure out the theme. Number 11 is what's the theme? We have Cutthroat Kitchen, French fries, I think, French fries, Audio Slave, green and white, remote control, peacock wrench, kids in the hall, and Tim Curry. Well, I think I figured out the theme. I don't think all my questions are correct, my answers, but the theme is definitely Clue, which is one of my favorite board games and movies. So that is my guess for the theme. It's got to be correct because there's so many. You got kitchen, you got green and white, if that's right. You've got peacock, wrench, hall, and Tim Curry. So it's got to be Clue, but we're going to find out the answers to all the questions and if I got the theme correct in just a second. All right, I've opened the other email from Brian Salyer, and I have the answers to what's the theme, so I'm going to score my own sheet and see how I did. Question number 1. This Food Network show hosted by Alton Brown featured chefs bidding on various items that could be used to sabotage their opponents during the preparation of their dishes, and the answer was Cutthroat Kitchen. Got that one right. There's one. Cutthroat Kitchen. Number 2, what popular food item was debuted in the U.S. at the 1904 World Fair in St. Louis by RT French Company? Now it makes sense. Mustard. So it was not French fries, but mustard. And that would be Colonel Mustard if I got the theme right. And that does make sense. French is mustard. We've all had that. Number 3, what band was formed by Scott Weiland after leaving Stone Temple Pilots with hit songs Slither and Fall to Pieces? I was totally wrong with Audioslave. It was Velvet Revolver, which I definitely remember and have heard of, but I didn't know that was Scott Weiland for some reason, and Revolver fits the Clue bill. So nice job. That's my first miss. Actually, my second miss. I only got the first one. Number 4, what was the official colors of Michigan State University? Green and white. I don't know much about sports, but I do know that. Green and white. Got that correct. Number 5, what MTV game show had contestants competing bizarre stunts and challenges while trying to remain as quiet as possible? The answer was not remote control, but Silent Library. Whatever the hell that is. I've never heard of that. Now I got to look it up. Silent Library. I wonder when that came out. Number 6, what was introduced by NBC in 56 to promote the jump to color television? The Peacock. Got that one. Nice job for me. 4 points so far. Number 7, what household items fill in the blank from this quote? If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Got that one. That's 5. Number 8, Roy Hinckley was the actual name of this character played by Russell Johnson in the classic TV show. Gilligan's Island was the show, and the character was the professor. So I did not get that one at all. No points there. Number 9, the Canadian sketch group was Kids in the Hall with the 96 movie Brain Candy. Got that one. And we had Tim Curry for the It actor. The Pennywise It actor, and the theme is Clue. So I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 out of 12 points. Great round, Brian. Man, that was a fun one to try and figure out. Hope you had a fun time trying to figure it out as well, playing along with me on this episode. We got so many cool episodes coming up for you. I'm taping a ton of them today for the next week or so. So sit tight if you like trivia and hit subscribe on your device to get those new episodes delivered to your device every single day. I just did a risky move, guys. My phone was out of space and I just erased the whole phone. You ever do that? Everything gets backed up to Google Photos, which has like unlimited storage and you don't have to pay for it. So everything was in there, everything was updated. And I'm like, I think I'm going to erase the entire phone. So that's what I did. And I checked it and it's charging and it said, hola or hello or whatever at the beginning of the install on your phone when you reinstall your iPhone. So the process is complete. Hopefully I didn't lose anything vital that I forgot to back up. But hey, that's how the world works. It's time for a brand new feature on the podcast, which is called the Question of the Day. Yes, this is brand new. I'll be doing it every single day from here on out. And it is sponsored today by my friends at Funky Monkey Designs in San Dimas, California. This question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs Incorporated. They make varsity jackets. They do printing. They do embroidery. And they are imported from San Dimas, California. So if you've seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, you know they mention a lot of stuff about San Dimas, and they have a great mural up at a place that I host trivia at called, Bingo, High Point Brewing. Has an awesome mural, and right down the street from High Point Brewing is Funky Monkey Designs. So go and check them out. You can check out their website, which is fmdesignsinc.com. And if you go to the website, there's a number to call. There's a design tool. You can design something on the website. They have a whole product catalog. They do shirts. They do hats. They do bags. Pretty much anything you want, they can get it done for you. And they do very cool, classic, old school embroidery. And it's modern technology. There's no minimums. Full color, photo, realistic graphics. Great for personalization. Small businesses, school clubs, and family reunions. Check them out. Funky Monkey Designs, and that's fmdesignsinc.com. The question of the day is about Clue to tag off of this What's the Theme episode, and I'm looking for the total number of rooms on a Clue board. Send me your answer in a tweet at RyanBuds or in a email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and if you have that correct answer, I will send you something cool in the mail. Again, how many total rooms are on a Clue board? That's the question of the day, sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs Incorporated. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.